Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special Thursday edition here of Cut the Promo Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Garber, and with me today is the promoter of Canadian Wrestling Elite to discuss a very, very big show they have happening at Rookie Sports Bar tomorrow. None other than Hotshot Danny Duggan. Danny, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jordan. It's nice to be on the other end of the line and not hosting you on the snake pit like old times.
Very much so. A lot of good old times. We are no strangers to each other in professional wrestling. Basically, give the fans a background about the big CWE show tomorrow here in Winnipeg. But why should they check out the show? And what if there is another show in town? How is your show going to one-up that other promotion if there were to be another show? And why should people buy a ticket to see it?
Well, luckily there is no other show, so people don't have to make that choice. But if they did, it'd be quite clear that they'd be choosing Canadian Wrestling Elite because it's right in the branding. It's right in the name. It's the elite of Canadian wrestling, and now beyond as the company has continued to grow. This event specifically, but the company in general, features the very best independent professional wrestlers, not just right here from the Manitoba area, but from across Canada, the United States. Just in the last year or two alone, I think we've had 9 or 10 different countries have representatives send their talent here to Canada to compete with our talent. So it really is the very best in Canadian wrestling, and I firmly stand behind that. We're a throwback to what professional wrestling is and always will be in the long term. So if you're a fan of traditional professional wrestling, you're going to get that with some new progressive athletes all mixed into one bunch. So tomorrow's show is a very big one, and it's one we're very excited about. As the summertime, truthfully, slows down a little bit here in winter, you know, for the wrestling business, because we get about 3 months of warm weather, and barely that, as it's already starting to dip down to cool weather here at the end of August. So it's tough to get people into a building to come watch professional wrestling, but that's not the case tomorrow. We're on pace for a sellout if we're not there already, but we definitely will be come bell time. And that's because tomorrow we are hosting the CWE debut of the iconic Sabu, and the people are buzzing for it like crazy here in Winnipeg.
Absolutely. Sabu will be there tomorrow. We're going to discuss the match he's in. But to start off the card here, we have one of my favorites. We have Wildman Furpo going against Adam Race here in a jobber classic. I'm going to pick Adam Race in this one. He's getting frustrated, and he wants to get some momentum going his way, and I think he's going to do that tomorrow night. What do you think?
Well, we were just talking about how CWE hosts the very best wrestlers in Canada. The two wrestlers you just named are probably the two worst wrestlers in Canada, if not the entire business. It's pretty pathetic, actually. But we're going to put them in the ring against each other, and we're going to see who comes out on top, because typically, when Adam Race or Wildman Furpo are in the ring with anybody, they're usually doing the job, so to speak. They're laying down 1, 2, 3. They have been able to gain a lot of momentum for themselves over their career, over their time in CWE, as much as they keep on trying. But, you know, with those losses have come some sympathy from the audience or some hate in the case of Adam Race. And, you know, that connection with the audience has kept carrying them along. But Adam Race, I have a little bit of a personal connection to, as he's going around claiming he is 2-0 against Hotshot Danny Duggan in recent months, which technically is true on the record books. But if you really want to look at the details of it, it was by forfeit because I was incapable of wrestling just coming off a car accident. And then secondly, by reverse decision after I beat his ass so bad and refused to stop that he decided to change the decision of the match. So he's walking around with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder that he's running cooler than me, and he's now in the elite tier of Canadian Wrestling Elite, which is far from the case and will probably never be the case, as you can tell just looking at the bag of milk that is Adam Race. But he's going to look to try to go 3-0 in 3 back-to-back matches against Wildman Furpo. So I'm pulling for my buddy Furpo tomorrow night.
Absolutely. And this next match, professional wrestling might be made great again, as Kota Jacobs goes against Chris Chaos, if I pronounce that correctly. They're very new additions to the CWE roster, as talent is brought in across the Midwest and around the world. What are your thoughts on this match coming up between these newcomers?
This match is a prime example of the current state of the popularity of Canadian Wrestling's Elite and just the opportunity that's being created for wrestlers across the world. As a traveling wrestler myself, I know it's always tough to get on and get your face into new organizations, so whenever wrestlers are willing to take that opportunity and take that bet on themselves and get themselves here to Canada, we'll take a look at them and see what they got, if they, you know, they've got a little bit of a track record in their home region. And here's two guys that, you know, not familiar faces to the CWE audience, which is kind of ironic, as Chris Chaos actually had his career debut match in a CWE ring, I say about a year and a half ago in Brandon, Manitoba. You know, he showed up, he had his gear, and there just so happened to be a spot available. So his career got off to a start here in Canada with him being an American-based performer. But he's taking on Kota Jacobs, who's never competed in Canada, and he's fresh out of the Ken Anderson Academy School of Professional Wrestling. So they both got some good backgrounds behind them, and they're both looking to come to Canada and make a name for themselves. And so CWE management that they've got something to offer and hopefully be here long term. So the ball's in both of their court just to show the fans and show the locker room what they got to offer tomorrow night.
And then we have in the next match here, the Degenerates versus the Academy, which is the three trainees, finished students of Ken Anderson School. I'm going to pick the Degenerates on this one. The Academy, they have a lot of training. They learned from some of the best, but the Degenerates are here to send a message, and I think they're going to continue to do that this Friday. What do you think?
Yeah, this is a match I'm excited to see because, once again, we've got three guys in Russell Rogue, who I'm a very big fan of. He's one of my favorite people in the business, and once you meet him and say hello, and 30 seconds later, you'll understand why. This will be his second time in CWE. He was here last year. He's making a return. He's bringing some Academy students with him, Damon Spriggle and Paul Burke. And, you know, on paper, it would say that the Degenerates are going to probably mop the floor with him if you just look at experience and you look at styles and technique in terms of, you know, Mike Mission being a multi-time hardcore champion, tag team champion, and Drag Neal and Tyler James now following his lead. But the interesting dynamic in this match is we've got these newcomers coming up to Canada to look to make a name for themselves, so they're going to be on their A game. And this match is going to be answering some questions for a lot of us on what the current state of the Degenerates are, because the last time the three of them were together in a match, they were defeated by Tommy Dreamer, Big Cliff Corleone, and Rick Matthews in a six-man tag team match. And then just a few short weeks later, things really started to fall apart as Mike Mission lost that hardcore championship to Big Cliff in a three-on-one handicap match with Drag Neal and Tyler James by his side. So it's going to be three-on-three again. We're going to see if the Degenerates have been able to pull it together with their little bit of a hiatus they've had, or if you know, they're a thing of the past and we're going to have some new guys on the seat taking over their spot.
Then we have a big heavyweight contest between Marcellus Prime and Kevin O'Doyle. I'm going to say that O'Doyle's also been on a mission. He has his eyes set on one prize, and that's the top prize, and that's the CWE Heavyweight Championship. And O'Doyle has gained a lot of momentum, and he's one of the biggest rising stars in Canadian wrestling. And you've wrestled him, so I'm sure you can relate to that as well. So when O'Doyle goes against Marcellus Prime, I'm going to pick O'Doyle in this contest, but it's going to be a big fight for O'Doyle. What do you think?
Well, we should probably preface it by saying that this match is actually a part of one of the attractions on this card. It's a first-round match in the 2019 Super Jobber Cup, and that's an event
and a
part of a spectacle that's exclusive to Canadian wrestling's elite. Now, you know, with the transition of the business and the public eye over the last few years or last few decades, you know, people kind of know the inside terms and they know the term jobber to be a derogatory one, where it's usually a guy who doesn't win a lot of matches. He's there to make the stars look good. Well, this is kind of a blend of that. And we've got eight guys, and they're not jobbers by any means. There's your eight qualified, talented individuals with great track records, great resumes. And eight of them are going into a tournament format. And this concept is, like I said, unique to CWE, where if you win, you're eliminated from the tournament. And if you lose, you carry on to the next round. And then if you lose again, ultimately to the finals. So the man who loses three matches in one night will be crowned the Super Jobber of the Year, which is a very, very big blemish on anybody's record. And not only is it embarrassing, and that's something you got to walk around with over your head for the next calendar year, you also lose your ring entrance music for the next 12 months, as well as your ring introduction. So you have to come to the ring in shame, no glitz and glamour. And, you know, if the last 4 years have shown us anything with this event, the CWE bands do not let you forget that you are the Super Jobber. So this match is a first-round match of that. So these are the two biggest boys in the tournament, Kevin O'Doyle, Marcellus Prime. They're going to lock up, and one of them is going to win the match and get themselves the heck out of this tournament like everybody else wants to. Well, one of them is going to carry on and potentially be one step closer to being the 2019 Super Jobber. Now, Kevin O'Doyle, he is somebody I'm very familiar with. He's a dangerous individual, But at the same time, he's been a tag team competitor, a very successful one, for the last year and a half of his career, holding the tag team titles twice with AJ Sanchez. So if anything, I think Marcellus Prime, even though he hasn't been as active as Kevin O'Doyle, may have a slight advantage because he has been strictly a singles competitor. So his mind is one track. It's him versus the world, or Kevin O'Doyle doesn't have AJ Sanchez to back him up like he normally does.
That is very true, and a lot of success was gained with AJ Sanchez, but can Kevin O'Doyle do it on his own? We're going to find out tomorrow night. Leading into our next match as well, we have Kevin Cannon and Bobby Collins. These two do not like each other whatsoever. What are your thoughts on those two? There's a lot of bad things.
Well, the first match we mentioned was Block B. This is the first match that was announced in Block A. And I'm really excited about Block A because we've got two current members of the Cannon Corporation. Of course, the leader, Kevin Cannon, as well as Big Bobby Schenk, who's in the other Block A match. And then we have two former members of the Cannon Corporation, Rob Stardom, who will be competing against Bobby Schenk, who I'm sure we'll talk about in a moment, and then Bobby Collins, who, unlike most people who are kicked out of the Cannon Corporation when Kevin Cannon feels like they're not pulling their weight, Bobby Collins was the first to actually stand up for himself and walk out on his own accord. And we have not seen Kevin Cannon and and Bobby Collins in the ring at the same time together since that walkout. And Kevin Cannon has claimed multiple times publicly that things are okay between him and Bobby Collins. There was a big misunderstanding. He's still in the family. But Bobby Collins has stated quite the obvious that he's done with Kevin Cannon, and he's going to prove that, you know, what he's done for the last 25 years of being able to accomplish things as being the underdog of the fight each and every time he gets in the ring still applies. He can get the job done on his own, and he's going to look to get the job done for Kevin Cannon, so to speak, and send him into possibly being the first ever two-time winner of the Super Jobber Cup.
That would be a CWE record, wouldn't it?
It is, yeah. This is the fifth one, and we've got four winners. Or losers, depending on how you want to look at it, in previous years, the first being Tommy Lee Curtis, then Travis Cole, Kevin Cannon, and then last year, Rob Stardom, which was a big sticking point to Rob Stardom leaving the Cannon Corporation and him being at war with them for the last year as Kevin Cannon took advantage of him and manipulated him into a position where he had to put that blemish on his record. And that's something Rob Stardom has definitely not forgotten about.
And we have Kay Dulce versus Sam Davidson in this contest. Sam Davidson has a lot of momentum going lately. Kay Dulce as well. They both have great track records for people that haven't been in the business for too long, or for at least Sam Davidson's case. We talked about the underdog earlier. I think Sam Davidson is the underdog in this round. So I think that Sam Davidson's going to pull off an upset.
Yeah, Sam Davidson's definitely going into this, not only the underdog in this match, but the entire tournament is the least experienced competitor in the eight participants that have been announced. But he's definitely had a great rookie year, very successful. He's competed in some main events already, and he's giving up a major experience disadvantage to Kados, who's been wrestling, I believe, 12 to 15 years now. So he knows his, the way inside a squared circle better than most. But Sam Davidson does have that rookie motivation behind him to keep on proving himself and keep on getting better. So he's going to have to, pull off an upset in order to defeat Kados and not end up in the second round. Because if he does, Sam Davidson would then go on to wrestle the loser of Marcellus Prime and Kevin O'Doyle. And I think that would be a very big hill for him to overclimb, and maybe too big of one to overclimb. So he could see himself in the finals before he knows it if he can't pull it out against Kados tomorrow night.
And the battle of the Cannon Clan Corporation continues as Rob Stardom faces Bobby Schenk. Kind of before we go into this match, what are some of the most destructive moments that the Cannon Clan has had up to date? And what does Rob Stardom have to look out for?
Well, Rob Stardom has to look out for exactly what he had to look out for just over a week ago in Arburg, Manitoba. And that was a match with Bobby Schenk. That was their first time getting in the ring together. And Kevin Cannon unleashed his new secret weapon, if you want to call it that. And Kevin Cannon wasn't even there physically. But at the last show at Rookie Sports Bar, it was Kevin Cannon versus Vance Nevada. And if Vance Nevada lost, he had to leave Manitoba wrestling forever. And we thought it was a surefire win for Vance Nevada. But Kevin Cannon had something up his sleeve, and that was paying off rookie referee, Roy Cheeks, who's got quite the following in Canadian wrestling. He's quite adored himself to the fans. He turned his back on those fans. He has joined the Cannon Corporation, and that came into play in Arburg a week ago when Roy Cheeks helped Bobby Schenk defeat Rob Stardom with a very questionable three count. So if Roy Cheeks is appointed to this match again or is anywhere near the ring with a referee shirt, I think that's something that Bobby Schenk is going to have in his, you know, pocket for an advantage, and something Rob Stardom is definitely going to have to look out for so he doesn't go on to possibly be the first ever two-time super jobber.
I don't know Roy Cheeks got himself in a crazy situation there being in with the Cannon Clan, and there's going to be a lot of wrestlers on his radar, so he has to watch out for sure. Now, we have Angel Dorado.
We're still waiting for an explanation on. We're hoping to have one by tomorrow night.
We need
When Roy Cheeks turned his back on Vance Nevada and turned his back on the locker by joining the Cannon Corporation, we're all still wondering why this young, innocent kid, freshly 18 years old, would align himself with a scumbag like Kevin Cannon. So we're gonna hopefully find out some answers tomorrow night, and hopefully soon after that we can talk some sense into the kid.
Absolutely. Hopefully we get some answers tomorrow night. And then we have Angel Dorado versus AJ Sanchez. This is gonna be a classic matchup. This is something that a lot of people are gonna be talking about after. I'm gonna say Dorado with an upset on this one. He's looking to prove something here in the CWE, and I think tomorrow might be his lucky night. What do you think?
This match is definitely, you know, your match that I think many would consider your running horse to be the match of the night candidate, just based on the capabilities, successes, and talents of the two individuals and how they pair off against each other. You want to talk about David versus Goliath, this would be the match, with AJ Sanchez tipping the scales at over 360 pounds, Angel Dorado at 160 pounds, maybe. But with that being said, he is one of the most fine-tuned, fast-paced, high-flying, high-risk athletes in the industry today. But then again, so is AJ Sanchez at his weight at over 260. So this is going to be a very interesting game of human chess, and I think the size advantage that AJ Sanchez has is an easy cop-out to say that he's got an advantage in this match. But if Angel Dorado can use that speed and quickness to exhaust AJ Sanchez and run circles around him and then catch him with those high-flying maneuvers, he's quickly becoming a big name for on the independent circuit. You could see a very big upset in his debut. I know he's looking to become a part of the CWE roster full-time and start touring with the organization. Defeating AJ Sanchez would be a great feather in his cap, given the fact that AJ Sanchez is a former two-time CWE champion. So if he can beat somebody of that caliber right out the gate, he's off to a great start. And at the same time, AJ Sanchez can completely stop that in his tracks tomorrow night.
And then we have this match is going to be a very, very violent one. We have Adam Knight against Big Cliff Corleone. I'm going to say Adam Knight on this one because it seems like he's going to be an angry outlaw tomorrow night. What do you think?
This match brings back the old cliche. I remember them saying on television all the time that the ring is going to need to be reinforced, and I think that's very much going to be the case, or it may not make it for the matches after this one, because we've got two big boys both tipping the scales at over 350 pounds, and they're going to slug it out, and the rule book is thrown out the window. So all bets are off when the bell rings. The Hardcore Championship is on the line, and Big Cliff has had a stranglehold on that title for quite some time now. But at the same time, he's not been in the ring with anybody with the size, successes, or resume of Adam Knight. So this is going to be his biggest challenge to date as Hardcore Champion. Hardcore wrestling is not something unfamiliar to Adam Knight. It is something he used to participate in quite regularly, but it has been a long time since doing so. But with the sudden and unexpected retirement of his tag team partner in the Old School Wrecking Crew, Adam Knight needs a new purpose. He needs a new direction. So he has set his sights on the Hardcore Championship tomorrow night, and it could be the rebirth of the Hardcore Outlaw.
Absolutely. It's going to be a classic tomorrow night. And like you said, it is going to be a slugfest, which is leading up to our main event. Sabu, the main attraction here, against Heavy Chevy. Now, Heavy Chevy had some choice words on social media earlier today. I'm going to reshare that on the Cut the Promo podcast Facebook page, just so people know what the emotions are going through Chevy going into tomorrow night. It's going to be one of the most extreme wrestling matches, perhaps of all time. Sabu and Heavy Chevy. I'm going to say Heavy Chevy because he looks like he has a lot of anger behind him, and he's going to bring that all to that match tomorrow night. What do you think?
I'm giddy like a kid the night before Christmas for this match because, you know, as long as I've been wrestling, I'm still a wrestling fan first and foremost, and this is a match that has me excited, and it has a lot of people excited. And just the excitement alone for Sabu is probably going to fill that building tomorrow night because he is an icon. He's a one-of-a-kind trendsetter in this business that really changed the course of it and the direction of it and helped bring it to where it is now. So to get him in a CWE ring is a dream come true for a lot of people because they know when Sabu is in the ring and that bell rings, you're going to see something you've never seen before, and it's going to be wild, crazy, and in your face. But then you put him across the ring from one of the most dangerous and feared men in Canadian wrestling history and a man who has made a name for himself with just reckless abandonment for his own body, his opponent's bodies. You've got a recipe for what's probably going to be a hospital visit for both men. Because I don't see either one of them backing down from the other until the other one's completely down and out to gain that victory. So tomorrow night, we're going to see something we've never seen before in a CWE ring, and I'm very confident in that. And it's going to be something that's talked about for a very, very long time.
Absolutely. And you can all check it out tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. at Rookie Sports Bar. And you can follow the promotion Canadian Wrestling League on Twitter at CWE Canada. Now, before we wrap up the show as well, going into the future, kind of tell us more about your tour coming up and where people can personally follow you on social media.
Yeah, this is, like I said, the end of summer. It's just the tip of the iceberg. As soon as this one's done, we're going to be getting ready and loading up the vehicles and heading on the road November 6th to December 6th across Canada, 5 provinces, 31 shows in 31 days. And that is also going to feature a debut of a Lucha Libre legend, 5-time Cruiserweight Champion, The Juice, Juventud Guerrera, making his Canadian Wrestling's Elite debut. So we're beyond excited for that. We've also locked down some Impact Wrestling talent, Ring of Honor talent, some Evolve talent. This tour is going to be, from bell to bell, the best in-ring professional wrestling ever provided by Canadian Wrestling's Elite on a nightly basis. And I like to say that almost every tour, if not every tour, but it continues to top itself, and the lineup we've got for you coming up is completely unheard of. So we are beyond excited for what's in store this fall. So if you're a wrestling fan, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at CWE Canada, or you can follow myself on all those mediums as well, at Hotshot Danny Duggan, for all the great Canadian wrestling that you're probably missing out on, but won't anymore.
Awesome stuff. Well, Danny Duggan, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to answer my questions and to plug the show for tomorrow. I'm going to be there. I look forward to it, and I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, and thanks for taking the time, sir.
Thanks a lot, Jordan.
All right, that was none other than Hotshot Danny Duggan, so that is it. Tomorrow, check it out. CWE Extreme Heat Warning at Rookie Sports Bar in Winnipeg, Manitoba. For more information, you can follow CWE Canada on Twitter at CWE, so spelled CWECANADA on Twitter. For myself, Jordan Garber, and Cut the Promo Podcast, you guys have yourselves a great night. And if you're in Winnipeg, we'll see you tomorrow at the show.